Now, in recent years, there's been a whole lot of excitement and publicity about anti-aging research. Researchers from Harvard, gotta say it that way, Howard Hughes Medical Institute, Stanford, the University of California, San Francisco, and other prestigious institutions have reported the results of injecting blood serum taken from young mice into older mice. As one online source wrote, it's one small step for mouse, one giant leap for mankind. What the scientists who did not have discovered is that the brains and muscles of old mice actually rejuvenate after they receive the blood serum of younger ones. The protein responsible is also found in humans. The discoveries are the culmination of several studies, and if found to apply to humans, which they probably will mean that a simple blood serum transfusion could eventually make our brains and muscles as youthful as those of younger people. This is a remarkable breakthrough. Transfusion of blood serum, not blood cells, which has potential incompatibility issues, from younger to older people can improve brain and muscle function, and who knows what else. We all know that research findings can sometimes take years or decades to be put into practice, sometimes centuries, for gosh sakes. They still haven't learned that patent medicines are bad for you. Too much money in it, that's the problem. But we all know that. So when will this remarkable anti-aging therapy become available? Actually, very similar anti-aging therapy has been available in Europe since the 1920s, and it's been available at Tahoma Clinic since 1994. It's called cellular rejuvenation therapy. Now, I know you heard this before a few weeks ago, but what got me to want to go over it again is that just this last week, a gentleman came in who was last in with his father in the year 2015. At the visit in 2015, his father, who happened to be in his early 80s at the time, had an exceptionally low blood count. For those of you who are into such things as hemoglobin and hematocrit, his hematocrit was 20. Whoa, that's half what it is for a menstruating woman. His hematocrit was 20. He was needing continuous blood transfusions. He told that everything had been done possible to get his own bone marrow to start making more blood cells, and it wasn't working. So he was needing blood transfusions nearly every month. Sometimes they could stretch it to 6 weeks, but blood transfusion after blood transfusion, and nothing else could be done. So one of the things we did is we used cell rejuvenation therapy for bone marrow cells. This therapy uses the contents of cells from fetal animals, which are not allergenic and safe, and it matches those cell contents to the part of the body that isn't working real well, in this case, this gentleman's bone marrow. So we started him on that. That was 2015. Well, he moved back to China, but his son didn't, and his son was in just last week to tell me that the need for blood transfusion had gone way down. In fact, there was a year's time between 2015 and 2018 when he didn't need one blood transfusion, and he'd been having them every month, and they had continued when needed to use the bone marrow cell rejuvenation therapy, or cell rejuvenation therapy for bone marrow. And Dad's hematocrit isn't way up where it is for most guys. He is 85 now, but that's not the reason. Most guys, it's somewhere between 45 and 50%. And his has made it to the upper 30s and lower 40s, and that's as high as it would get. But it is the range that a menstruating woman's in. And she's got enough blood cells, and so did he. So he's back in China enjoying things, and his son was in to talk to me about that and some other family issues. And that's cellular rejuvenation therapy, what it can do for someone. Now, the original version was invented by Dr. Paul Niehans of Switzerland, who used fetal animal cells from specific organs and tissues, injected them into humans, and was able to demonstrate remarkable improvements in the corresponding organs and tissues. Dr. Niehans started to work with this therapy in the 1920s. Good grief. How come we never heard about it? Oops, can't patent it. Well, we all know about that. Some of his first patients were young adults who were unusually short. At that time, no one had yet identified the molecule now called human growth hormone, which originates in our pituitary glands. But it was known at that time that something in the pituitary gland stimulated growth, even though the specific something wasn't known. So Dr. Nihan's very carefully dissected pituitary glands from fetal animals, injected them into those unusually short adults, and over the next few months they grew a few inches each and had no adverse effects. Pituitary cells. One of his most famous treatment was given to a woman in the early 1930s following her surgery for a goiter, which is the technical term for an enlarged thyroid gland. In her case, it was so large it was choking her, interfering with her breathing, which is why goiter surgery needed to be done. Now, despite the discovery of iodine in 1813 by Bernard Courtois, and the first demonstration of significantly shrinking goiter with iodine reported by Dr. Jean-François Condé of Geneva, capital of Switzerland, in 1820, goiter surgery was common there and in other areas of the world well into the 20th century. Yep, does take conventional medicine a long time, in that case a century, to learn. Iodine was discovered to shrink goiter in 1820, and we're still doing goiter surgery into the 20th century. Okay. It was also common in the American Middle West, which was referred to then by many as the American Goiter Belt. Now, when this woman, who was in her 50s, first saw Dr. Nihan, she had been told she was only weeks away from death because the surgeon who removed the goiter had also removed her parathyroid glands. Parathyroid glands, as most of us know, are little teeny glands that are adherent to the surface of the thyroid gland. And unfortunately, one of the known hazards of thyroid surgery is if you remove the parathyroids too, I'm sorry, you're going to die. That woman had been told that. She had all the signs of absent parathyroid glands, trembling, shaking, weakness, and a very low blood level of calcium. Yep, death was always the result. But Dr. Nihans disagreed. He removed the parathyroid glands from a fetal sheep, injected the still living parathyroid cells into one of the woman's muscles. Within days, her trembling, shakiness, and weakness were all gone. Her serum calcium returned to normal. She lived into her 80s following that one injection. Now, Dr. Nihan's original therapy used live fetal cells of one or more organs to, in some cases, replace and others rejuvenate ailing organs. Once those cells are removed from a fetal animal, they have a very short remaining lifespan unless they are very promptly injected into a human or another animal. So the person to be treated must be immediately nearby to the surgical removal of those fetal cells. So to be able to use this treatment in a location far removed from the fetal surgery, the contents of the cells are used without the cell walls. The contents of the cells are still effective, but as they don't, in a manner of speaking, take root and live as a live cell would, the effect in rejuvenating the organs lasts 3 to 4 years, wrote Dr. Nihans, and not for the rest of a lifetime. That's the version we use at Tomo Clinic. The contents of fetal animal cells, which of course include all the growth and rejuvenation factors for older adult cells, and in the case of that older gentleman I told you about, the contents of fetal bone marrow cells, which of course include all the growth and rejuvenation factors for older adult cells. In a way, it works as young adult serum infused into older adults works by rejuvenating the older adult cellular function. As much as I respect and am grateful for the recent publications from Harvard, Howard Hughes Medical Institute, Stanford, the University of California, San Francisco, and other prestigious institutions, it's my opinion, yep, just my opinion, that Dr. Nihans, you want to look it up, it's Niehans, Niehans, first name Paul, in the 1920s, is the number one unrecognized pioneer in safe, entirely natural, youthful rejuvenating factors therapy. If your objective is maintaining the best of health for the next 30, 40, 50 years after menopause or the equivalent age for men, then in addition to excellent diet, exercise, individualized diet specific to you supplementation, and comprehensive bioidentical hormone therapy, consider cell rejuvenation therapy at Tahoma Clinic. Here's one more case report of an individual treated with cell rejuvenation therapy at Tahoma Clinic. Mrs. Winters, which of course isn't her real name, came in at the urging of her son and daughter. They'd seen the effects of cell rejuvenation therapy in a relative, a different relative, who had gone to Switzerland twice before it became available in the United States. The relative came back looking 10 to 15 years younger. They hoped it would do the same for their mom now that it was available in the U.S. Mrs. Winters had a series of regular medical doctors and alternative medical doctors and was being treated for diabetes and a mild form of congestive heart failure. She was taking a not overly long list of patent medicines and a longer but very appropriate list of supplements. At 78, her digestive function tested very close to normal, which is tad unusual for 78, and other tests weren't far off. Over the next 3 weeks, Mrs. Winters took a comprehensive cell therapy program with additional emphasis on heart and blood vessels. She started to feel better in about a month. Cell rejuvenation therapy takes 1 to 3 months to start manifesting its effects most of the time. She could walk further and further without getting out of breath. When she went to visit relatives in California a few months later, she was told that she looked 15 years younger. You can read many more details about the cell rejuvenation therapy approach to anti-aging and my discussions about it with Suzanne Somers, published in her 2009 book, Breakthrough, as well as her 2012 book, Bombshell. You can also read more about it in upcoming issues of Green Medicine Newsletter. Cell rejuvenation therapy can be used to target specific areas or specific problems, or as overall anti-aging age retardation treatment.